Life is a battlefield. Every day you're tested by others, challenged by society, and pushed to the limit by your inner struggles. To overcome, you must have the mindset of a warrior, at peace at all times, conscious of your true power, and present in every moment. Warriors are properly prepared to perform at the highest level. This is Way of Warrior Radio, helping you fight the good fight. And now, a man well-versed in trauma and drama, he's battle-hardened, and he has your six. Here is Way of Warrior Radio's Mr. Scott V. Black.
Have you ever wondered why you can't seem to get beyond that ceiling? Have you ever wondered why, when you think you're ready to change, you haven't really changed? Have you ever wondered why it seems so hard to give more and to expect more? Well, I have. And that's what we're going to cover today on The Way of the Warrior. Matter of fact, today on Way of Warrior, we're going to talk about expectations. The world around us seems to have lowered all expectations, and the outcome is cataclysmic. Do you know that our expectations matter? Do you know that energy follows thought? Did you know that thoughts are things? Do you know what photons are? And I'm not talking about the Starship Enterprise, whose bold new mission is to... That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about science, people. Expectations seem to have gone away. Today, to have expectations about someone is worse than misgendering them. There's a saying out there that whoever said it is not worthy of a breath. And whoever first said this should be ashamed. That expectations are the seeds of disappointment. And so if you have no expectations, you can't be disappointed. And if you have no expectations, then people can't feel bad, right? Because we're all into feelings, right? And unless you are MAGA and unless you're a white Christian, outside of that, nobody wants you to feel bad. Because nobody wants anybody else outside of the enemies of the world to feel bad. You see, expectations are critical. Expectations give us understanding of boundaries. They give us direction. They give us incentive to accomplish and to do. Expectations also set our energy. I know some of you out there, oh, new age. No. Look up quantum physics. Look up quantum mechanics. Look up what the sun is. Look at what the force field around the earth that caused space shuttles to explode is. Expectations also set our energy, our focus, and can determine our outcomes. Warriors are under construction, working to be a little bit better today than yesterday, a little bit better tomorrow than today, working on constant and never-ending improvement. Today, we're going to talk about things like the Pygmalion effect, the Rosenthal effect, the Galatea effects, and they are all scientifically confirming the power and the effect of our expectations. The time is now to get on the path. Way of Warrior. Today, tune in to me and my guest because we will be joined by an angel from Team 252 and be prepared to be inspired, to be moved, as we discuss the concept of raising the bar. See, the bar is what you expect from people. I got an article yesterday that blew me away. Quote, this is the headline, Blaze Media. Most students at Yale receive A's last year. Frustrated professors say it's dishonest to our students. So you ready for this? 80% of anybody that goes to Yale, they get A's. Yeah, see, they're there to be socially engineered. They're there to get $100,000 in student loan so they can be programmed to be woke, and then you're going to pay their student loans to the government. A news report recently revealed that Yale University is apparently handing out grades in the A range like they're candy. This is the article. an estimated 78.97% of all the grades given to undergraduates at, and they call it the prestigious university, fell within the A range. The surprising development has left both students and faculty alarmed that high grades appear to have lost their value. According to the New York Times, Shelley Kagan, a philosophy professor, said, "When we act as though virtually everything that gets turned is in some kind, is some way an A, where A is supposedly meaning excellent work, we're simply being dishonest to our students." The grade report was put together by economics professor Ray Fair, who noticed that the increase in grades started during COVID-19, and it now continues to rise since then. The average GPA at Harvard, and not just Harvard, all these Ivy League schools, is up to 3.7. So if you just show up to class and pass the social engineering requirements, you get a 3.7 GPA, and then you're set out into the marketplace like you're a top performer because you went to Harvard or Yale and got almost a 4.0. Fair told the Daily News that some thought the COVID effect would be temporary, but has more or less persisted. It's probably the faculty going easier on students because COVID was a pain. Look at these people. 1% of these people at Harvard and Yale, 1% vote Republican. 1%, look it out. 1% don't hate Trump. 1%, 99. I just want you to understand, it's expected. Not only do Yale students do that, the same thing is happening at all the other schools. The report also noted that the A's given to students in Harvard. The same thing, Harvard. The same exact thing. And by the way, a staggering 93% of students at Harvard, received an A in history of science and medicine and public health courses. That's incredible. That's stunning. When you realize, why does that matter? Because we're lowering the bar. There are things out there called the Pygmalion effect. The Pygmalion effect, the name, it refers to a Greek myth about a talented sculptor. As the story goes, Pygmalion fell in love with one of his creations, an ivory statue of a woman. Thanks to some divine intervention, his statue came to life and he later married her. Thus, his expectations became reality. The Pygmalion effect was first noticed by psychologist Robert Rosenthal. And what they did, as I talked about it yesterday, as I heard the study, they took a group of ordinary students, and one they labeled as learning disabled. And then they took another group that was actually learning disabled and told the teacher that they were stars, that they were eclectic, that they were fast learners. I mean, high achievers. And then they followed them 2 years later. The results from the class that was stars already, or at least neutral, but were told were poor performers, performed poorly. And the class of challenged people who were told that they were studs performed greatly. Now, even more powerful than the Pygmalion effect is the Galatea effect. And it's a compelling factor in performance of team members. It is the leader who can assist team members to believe in themselves, and their efficacy has harnessed a power performance improvement tool. See, you've heard of the often-repeated and referenced word self-fulfilling prophecy? Well, applied to the Galatea effect, these words mean that the individual's opinion about his or her ability, his or her self-expectations, and performance largely determine her performance or his performance. In other words, if an employee thinks they can succeed, they will likely succeed. That's what I do in my training. I create an environment for people to realize what they're capable of. Now, it's not soft. It's not fluffy. I don't caress the side of their face. I challenge them. I put pressure on them. They fail in my class, and they learn how to pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and hit it again. They learn the process of failing forward, because true success requires failure. And if you're not as successful as you want to be, then you have not failed enough. And when you learn how to fail properly, to fail forward, to learn to build confidence, to learn to overcome, to strengthen that muscle of self-expectations, which then gives you the courage to raise the bar. And in a minute, you're going to hear from an incredible woman who went through my training, entered as a broken woman, and in my environment where I had high expectations of her, challenged her, she rose again. And boy, you're going to hear from this powerful, passionate woman. You're going to hear her roar. You don't want to go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
My show's about helping people become all they were created to be. Well, we all occupy a body and we don't know how it works. We are born into it. But man, that's a machine. And when you understand how that machine works, then you can work it more effectively. That's my outcome, to help people be able to make better decisions, have some hope, be inspired to be better today than they were yesterday, to live their life like it matters.
Like It Matters Radio with Scott Black.
Way of Warrior, learning to fight the good fight. You know, warriors, we're called to fight the good fight. And in order to do that, we need to be challenged. We need to be pushed. We need to go to the psychological gym, the emotional gym, the physiological gym. We got to build this muscle called faith. We got to build this muscle called commitment. And boy, we got fiery darts from enemies coming from all around us. They are, some were physical, some are emotional, most are spiritual. I bring people into the fiery furnace. Not because I don't like people, but because that is a living, breathing human being. That is a child of God who has dreams and desires, who wants to love and be loved, who's probably been violated and abused, maybe molested or abandoned. And not just as a child, but sometimes as a youth, as a young adult, yesterday. And so if I was to go out and find a big old chunk of dirt that had some gold in it, I would want to put it through the smelting process. I would want to find out of what is precious in that clump of rock and dirt and what has no value. And the smelting process requires three elements. First, it requires something precious. Then it requires a flux. And flux is basically a treatment, something that's added to something to promote melting. And of course, the whole reason for the smelting process, there's got to be something of no value mixed with the thing of great value, which we call precious. And so you put this rock, this chunk of dirt in the fiery furnace, and you add the flux, which is pressure, which breaks it down in liquefied form. And what happens through the pressure? That which is of great value, you, is separated from that which has no value, dross. Some of the things from your past. When people go through my training, I have them answer four questions for my own benefit, just so I know the impact I had. The first question is, briefly share what your biggest block in life or business was before attending. This is what our guest wrote. My biggest block was keeping so much pain down and not being able to trust myself or others. I struggled with having a voice and showing up for myself. I hated myself. I hated my life. And I hated the family I came from. And as a result, I self-isolated myself from people. I distanced myself from those who loved me because I didn't know how to love myself. How will you experience a leadership awakening affect your life? I know my why. I know my purpose. This experience allowed me to step out of my body and to look at myself in a different way from the outside, to see what I had not seen before. Because what I'd seen before was fear, insecurity, hurt, hate, and alone. But you're going to hear from this angel. Because she is a powerful woman. You know, we can't control what we do with the past. I mean, we can't control what happens to us in the past. But we can sure control what we do with it. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time to learn from the past. Believe the pain from the past in the past. Process it. Because what used to make you bitter can now make you better. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's welcome our angel to Like It Matters Radio, now called Way of Warrior. Hey, Angel, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
What did I tell you? Do not lie to me. You are not doing good. Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth, Angel.
I'm still on cloud nine. I'm floating. I floated into work this morning. I showed up so different, and I feel so powerful. And even my coworkers noticed the difference.
They're like, what happened? Are you working out? Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you're brighter. And I was like, I am. I'm lighter.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can thank me later for saving you on gas because you don't have to drive to work anymore. You're just floating in. You're just floating in. And, you know, I wish it could stay that way. We talked before that, you know, that's enjoy it. Because a lot of people do a lot of drugs and a lot of illegal stuff to get feeling what you're feeling. The cool thing is that's from the spirit. There's no chemically induced there. Matter of fact, you feel pretty free. Let me ask you a question. How did you come to my door in Dallas, Texas last Thursday? I mean, how did you know about Like It Matters, and what brought you outside my door? Why were you there? Tell me the background story real quick.
Okay, so Anthony actually introduced me to Mr. Black and Like It Matters, and through him, Dylan and Rachel introduced him, and I saw how he came back so fresh, so new, like his mind changed, how he showed up in our relationship changed, his everyday he'd wake up, like he'll take minutes to himself, like he'll take his quiet moments and he'll tell me to get out the room so he can have his quiet moments. And for me, on the outside looking in and not going through the experience just yet, I was like, okay, you just need some time away from me. All right, then fine. You know, didn't know how to look at it. Yeah. But now I completely understand, like, we need that moment to ourselves so we can sit in the quiet and we can gather our thoughts and talk about, well, write down what we're grateful for and what we're excited for the day. And I wasn't That's doing right. that. So I appreciate Anthony, my significant other, for introducing me to you, Mr. Black. And I appreciate him for making a way for me to get through this process because he knew that I would come out a changed woman. He knew his
Now, when you went in, Oh, without that, when you went into it, did you know what you needed or did you know you were just stuck? When you went into it, what was your mindset about your life? Where were you? And you can be as honest as you want to be. You don't have to be, but as honest as you want to be. Mentally, where were you when you entered my class Thursday evening?
I was stuck. I was in a repeated cycle. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I would talk about the woman that I wanted to become. I would pretend like I was her, but I wasn't showing up as her. I wasn't acting like her. I wasn't walking like her. I wasn't talking like her. I was so timid. I was so to myself. And when I walked in that class, all I knew with my mindset was I wanted to be different. I wanted to be the woman that I talk so highly about. I wanted to be the woman that I visualize inside my head, but I can't show up as.
Wow. So when I came in that room,
I had a clear mind to be that woman.
Yeah. Now, did you think that 2 days, because it's only 48 hours. I mean, think about this. You met me at 5 o'clock on Thursday, right? We have a quick introduction. And then we had graduation at 3:30 in the afternoon. So we were really done about 2:00. And then we did a wrap up, you know, because you guys took a break. So really 1:30. So let's say 5 o'clock to 2:00. So you're talking, you know, 45 hours. And then you slept there. You ate there. So you were only in class about 24 hours. So honestly, did you think that in 24 hours of work and 2 days of activity that you would come out different? When you went in there, was there hope? Did you believe it was possible?
Yes, I did, because I looked at Anthony and I seen that he changed. And I said, okay, well, I know this is the person that I want to become. So I know if I go into this class with the right mindset and to commit and to trust my leaders and to trust everybody who told me about this process and to trust you, then I will come out victorious. So that's what I came up with the mind.
Well, and the reason I bring that up, because how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 27 in November.
Okay. And you don't have a college degree, correct?
No, I don't.
And you're just now kind of getting going in the work environment, correct?
Yes.
And there's, is it fair to say there's a lot of pain, maybe abuse, maybe neglect, or whatever they want to call it, in your past? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I do this class for CEOs of Fortune 100 companies. As a matter of fact, some of the people in that class with you are CEOs, we're business owners, we're different walks. I'm talking not just your students, but all the staff we had, because we had 13 people in that classroom. The reason I'm saying this is this. This woman, with all the pain, with all the hurt, she's a beautiful young woman. She's got a beautiful brown skin. She smiled. Now she smiles and lights up a room. But before, when she looked at you, it was almost fear. It was almost like a defensive stance, like, what are you going to do to me? Be on guard. But you can see clearly that that's not who she is. And why I'm bringing this up is I just asked her an important question, because we're talking about expectations. And I'm going to talk about expectations today in two ways. Number one, our own expectations. See, you went into it because you had an example. Your boyfriend, which is going to be your future husband, hopefully, right? It affected him. He went through the class. It had a change on him. He went through about 4 or 6 weeks ago, whatever it was. And so you saw the change. You saw him doing stuff. And because of that, you wanted what he had. You liked how he was processing. You saw the difference. And so you went into it with an expectation that it was going to help you and it was going to make a difference, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, yes, be honest, because we only got about 1 minute or so for this answer. We're going to go to break, and I want you to hold on because we'll bring you back after the break. So tell me this, and be honest. 3 minutes into it, 4 minutes into it, as it's just getting going, even though you were excited about it, even though you were trusting, the first 3, 4, 5 minutes, when it became real and it was intense, what was going through your head?
Fear. I was scared out of my mind. I was so scared, but I wanted it, because I didn't want to feel that feeling anymore. I was scared, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to overcome this fear. I sat in my chair after, and I was shaking, and I could not stop shaking. And I was in my head. I was like, oh, my God. But I'm going to come out on top. I'm going to push through it.
I got this. You say, I got this. That's one of the things. I got this. That's what you were saying to yourself. And you knew, more importantly, your God got this. And that you trusted Anthony. You trusted God. And even though you didn't know me, and even though I'm intense, you looked across in the soul of Mr. Black, and my soul, and through my eyes. And there was something in there that said, I can trust this man. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
And because of that, it was scary. You shook. Your heart was beating through your chest. I use the number one fear in the world as a battering ram to push through other fears known and unknown. And when you got up there, remember I said, when you stumbled around, had this weak voice, I said, by the time this class is over, you're going to roar like a lion. Did I say that to you?
Absolutely. Did you
roar?
Oh, I roared.
Hold on. I got pictures to show you. You roared. Hey, stay with us, Angel. Hey, you don't want to miss the next part of this conversation. You're going to hear how expectations and raising the bar can change your life. Be right back after these messages.
You're a work in progress.
A little more.
Constantly under construction.
That's good.
To build your productive life, you need the right tools from Mr. Black and Like It Matters Radio. A good golfer has a great caddy who shares the load and understands the course. Hire Mr. Black as your life caddy to live more fulfilling and successfully. If you want to get to the next level and beyond, both personally and professionally, sign up for Mr. Black's immersive Leadership Awakening class. It's the most powerful, transformational 2 days you will ever experience. Stay in touch with Mr. Black and the change connected to him on your schedule with his daily podcast. Search Living Like It Matters wherever you get your podcasts. Walk along with Mr. Black as he goes to God's instruction manual. It's manna from the Word of God with Mr. Black's Bible teaching at wayofwarrior.blog. Build yourself up like it matters and get everything God has for you. Go to likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
If I was your mother and you had a drug problem, I'd grab you by the ear and make you call and get help. You can be in treatment tomorrow and start to get clean in 7 days. Follow Mom's advice and call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. Write this number down.
800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. That's 800-210-7907.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Way of Warrior, where our whole focus is living our lives like it matters. And for those that don't know, Like It Matters, the leadership training company is metamorphosing. On January 1, it will roll into Way of Warrior, and Like It Matters Radio has already made the transition into Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. If you want to find our schedule, January 18th, we'll have our first class of the year under the new umbrella of Way of Warrior, January 18th through 20th in Dallas-Fort Worth. And then our next class of the year, second of the year, will be February 1st through 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go to wayofwarrior.training, wayofwarrior.training, and find out how you too can jump under the pattern of the Way of Warrior and to live your life like it matters. Today, we're talking to an incredible leader, a graduate from the past weekend, Team 252. Let's welcome Angel back to Like It Matters Radio. Way of Warrior, how you doing, Angel?
I'm doing good.
You are doing incredible. And, you know, like I said, you know, I put a lot of pressure on you, and you came to that class and you were shaking in your boots. You were, you know, you did what I asked you to do that first time you get up there. You know, we use the number one fear in the world, public speaking, as a battering ram to push through other fears, because fear all by itself is connected to something like 1,400 ailments, something like that. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear is a belief system, and the only power that fear has is the power that we give it. And so in our training, we create an uncomfortable environment. Is that fair to say, Angel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. And the reason why is our comfort zone is a graveyard. That's where things go to die. And remember, by the time a child is 5 years old, Dr. Alfred Adler says the majority of their map of reality is in place. And what I've learned in about 32 years and taking about 15,000 people intimately through the journey of constant, never-ending improvement, I would say it's fair that over half people did not have a good childhood. You had parents who were still struggling on their own growth, who basically did some things and allowed for some things to take place to their children that have scarred them deeply. Now, I'm not going to say permanently, because I come from that background. And it is my overcoming of that trauma and drama, my reframing of that pain, because pain creates a chasm for joy to fill up. It is my overcoming and learning how much control we have where I thought we had no control, which is what I now teach others to do. And I have street cred because I know what it's like to hurt. I know what it's like to be alone. I know what it's like to be abandoned. I know what it's like to be not enough. And so when I meet someone like this Angel, who has the same feelings, who looks different, who's a different gender, who's a different skin color, who has a different family of origin, who has a different background, but yet the same thing we have is we both bleed the same. We both cry on a regular basis. And up until recently, we both thought we weren't worthy, that we weren't good enough. And so you came in my class and I put pressure on you, not to be mean, because I tell you, you're like a sponge, and I'm gonna squeeze you. And when you squeeze a sponge, the only thing that can come out of you is what's in you. And then I show you a mirror, and I say that when life puts pressure on you, this is what comes out of you. And then we have to ask ourselves the questions, am I better than that? Does my family deserve better than that? Is God calling me to more than that? Does my community, does my family, does my country, does my God require more and want more for me? And the answer is yes. And so that first thing that you did in there, you stumbled and you were scared, but you picked yourself up, dust yourself off, and hit it again. And you kept rising up. Every time you fell down, you kept picking yourself up, dusting yourself off, hitting again. And at some point, a shift took place, where it started making more sense, where you found yourself getting into it more. Where do you think that shift took place for you, where all of a sudden it enveloped you? And this, you were absolutely committed 100%. Nothing was going to stop you. Do you know at which point that came to fruition?
Honestly, after the first exercise and I felt myself shaking in my chair. And yep. At that moment, I realized like I was no longer going to allow fear to control my life. I was never going. Wow. I was not no longer going to keep quiet. I was no longer going to talk about what I wanted to do and talk about who I wanted to be and not show up as that person. So from that moment on, when I realized that I was shaking in my chair, I said, "You know what? Yeah. I'm going to show up different. I'm going to be that person that I talk so highly about. And I'm going to push myself. So awesome. And even when those thoughts continue to come into my head, I'm pushing those thoughts out the way. And now my like, Mr. Black, you helped me. My mind and my heart is now aligned. It's now flowing at the same way to where those thoughts, when they come into my mind, my heart's blocking them. God is blocking them. It's not affecting me.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you think that could happen in 48 hours? I mean, it's people can hear the voice. People can hear your conviction. I mean, did you really believe? Were you a little surprised that you got that much out of such a short class?
No, I wasn't surprised at all because I looked at Ace. And I knew if he could do it, I can do it.
Wow. And I knew that's so powerful.
You make magic happen in those 48 hours. You make magic happen.
My friend, I hate to say this, but friends of mine, when they've been through and seen it, you know, they call it black magic. And please just hear this. It's not voodoo. It's not weird. My last name is Black. So they're playing on words and all that. So to say, and it's not magic. I actually tell you as we're going through what's going on, right? I actually give you control. You know, it was Dr. Viktor Frankl said between the stimulus and the response, there's a space. And in that space is our power, is our freedom. And we were told by God not to keep a pound of flesh, not to keep a record of wrong. And I'll tell you why scientifically. God tells you why spiritually. We can go through the Bible, but let's just approach it now for the logical side. Because of how we work. See, our mind is six times faster than we can talk. And if we keep a pound of flesh, a record of wrong, we keep some offense record of, here's what happens when there's stimulus and response. That's the definition of a transaction. Dr. Eric Burns in the field of transactional analysis broke down the complex understanding of communication and put it in layman's terms through transactional analysis. He wrote the book, I think it's called The Games People Play. And he said this, there's a stimulus and response, and that is a transaction. Now here's what we know, knowing how the brain, how our manufacturer made us. Our mind is six times faster we can talk. So when someone says something or does something, we don't respond to that right away. Our mind is so fast. What we do is we go to what we know. We go to what we're holding on to. We go to our pound of flesh. We go to our record of wrong. We go to our history. The Bible says a dog returns to his vomit, and a sow, after cleaning herself, returns the mire, because that's what dogs do and that's what pigs do. And what I'm telling you is what people do. And so when someone says something or does something, we don't respond to that. We automatically go to our past. We see something from our past connected to that. We hear something from our past connected to that. Or we feel something from our past connected to that. And then we respond. And so this is the power. We don't really respond to the stimulus. What we're responding to is our narrative, our explanation about why and what about the stimulus. And that gives us power. Between the stimulus and response, when Jesus was being crucified and he was squeezed by something called crucifixion, he said, forgive them, Father. So we have control. And what happened to you this weekend is I showed you have control. You might not have control of what was done to you, but you have control is what is done inside of you. You may not have control of what your past looked like, but you have more control of how you can make your future look better based on what you do in the now moment. And you kept pushing through, overcoming, and you cleaned up your stinking thinking. You dealt with the lies of your family of origins. You got rid of things. I mean, you had an untrust of men going into that class. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, share what you can. Share whatever detail you want, but just tell me about your lack of trust in men. Where'd that come from?
My lack of trust in men is from seeing my father and how he brought different women into the house constantly, you know, when I would be with him. And he constantly chose these different women over me. So in my head, I'm constantly thinking, like, all men as like my father. And then, you know, with the experience happening with my cousin and me being young, and I'm thinking, okay, so do all older men take advantage of young women?
Yep.
So that just stuck with me, and then in relationships, I kept repeating the cycle in my relationships, just being taken advantage of, used and abused, and that took a toll on me to where I just couldn't trust anybody. I didn't listen to what anybody said, not even Anthony.
Yep, and that's a problem, because this is what I want to say. You love Anthony, correct?
I do, with all my heart.
Yeah, and Anthony has never done anything like some of those other men have ever done to you, correct?
Never. Never.
But yet, but see what we do? Because this is where we're a wounded animal, we're a wounded bear. And so even though he didn't do it, even though you love him so much, the Bible says sins of the father go 3 to 4 generations. It's not a curse. What it does is what you're experiencing. The sins of the father set up a culture, set up a belief system, set up a wave of pattern of behavior inside their children that sometimes it could take them decades. And I told you, I am so proud of you. You were my leader in the class. But I told you, I was actually proud of one of the other men who struggled more. And I told you why. I said, because you're destined. Because whether you met me or not, you're going to learn what you learned in my class. Now, you might learn it over 10 years. You might learn it for 5 years. You might have learned it 90 days down the road. Who knows what God had planned for you. But what I speed up the process. And what you did is you changed your life. And it is forever changed, no doubt. And are you able to stay on for one more break? I won't keep you the whole time. I ask you one more question after the break, or do you have to go? Can you stay on one more break?
Yeah, I can stay on.
Awesome. Great, because here's the question I'm going to pose to you, and I want you to think about it off radio, because it's a big question. And if you had to pinpoint one thing, because it could change, because you're learning more and more after you've been out of the class. But right now, today, I'm going to ask you after the break, what do you think's the greatest benefit, the biggest takeaway you got from spending 36 hours in my training, 2 days in the world of Mr. Black? So when we come back, I'm going to pose that question to Angel. What is the greatest benefit you achieved by going through Way of Warrior Leadership Awakening? So you think about that answer, and the rest of you stay tuned for that answer. We'll be right back after these paid commercial messages.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
You've had a difference in your relationship with God, too. Tell me about that.
I was raised in a church and kind of stepped away in my adult life. And this class kind of brought me right back to my faith. And that's a huge, huge part of my life that's just been missing. And I feel rejuvenated, if that makes sense, that, you know, knowing that God's walking right next to me every day, every night. You know, he's right here for me and everyone else for that matter. But he's here for me right now.
And you have some peace, don't you?
Oh, it's really amazing. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional. That's okay. But it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling inside my heart.
Like It Matters' unique approach allows people to see, hear, and experience leadership in motion. Like It Matters Radio. Radio like it matters.
Welcome back to Way of Warrior, learning to fight your good fight. And the cool thing is that we don't just have a podcast and a radio show. We have transformational training, and that's why I started doing this radio show, because I've been changing lives for 32 years. In 1994, I was doing it under the company name of Empower You. And then we rolled that in after 20 years in 2012 into Like It Matters. And now the fruition of Like It Matters is now beginning January 1, 2024, and it's Way of Warrior, fighting your good fight. But it's one process. It's a continual, constant, and never-ending improvement. It's the caterpillar who then becomes the chrysalis, who then transforms into the butterfly. It's one process, 3 different stages. But that caterpillar was created to be a butterfly. And Mr. Black was created for Way of Warrior. And we are blessed today by a true angel. That's her name. And if you know the Greek word for angel, angelos, and it means messenger. And what happens is this woman has a message for you, a message of hope, a message that no matter how much trauma and drama you have in the past, you can get healing. A message that it doesn't matter what happens to you in the past. What matters is what you do about it in the now to create a better tomorrow. Our past can either make us bitter or better. And maybe up until now, it's been bitter. But today can be the first day of the rest of your life. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, you are a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. The old is washed away, and everything's new. So let's welcome Angel back to Like It Matters Radio, Way of Warrior. I know I go back to saying Bo, so I'm going to read this in a few words, Angel. Why should someone attend Leadership Awakening? This is what I presented to you. And your response was this. This experience brought something out of me I didn't know I had. This experience has changed my life completely. I walked in a scared little girl in a woman's body, and I walked out a woman of power, fearlessness, and confident, ready to take up space in this world. And the last question was, what are you now excited or passionate about? And you said, quote, I'm excited to show up, exclamation point. I'm ready to show this world what God put inside of me, and I'm ready to wage war with my enemy. So two questions. Number one, do you still stand by those words, or did I brainwash you?
I still stand by those words wholeheartedly.
Okay. You know, people say you brainwashed them. I go, man, sign me up. I need to get mine cleaned out a little bit. I put a lot of stuff in there I should have never put in there. Where's that brainwashing thing? I need to go a couple times, right? Jeez. So now the answer to my question, I'm sorry, you going to say something?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. So here's the question. I set you up so you can think about it, because I want it to be your words, not my words. Right now, as you sit here, a week removed, not even a week removed, you got out of class Saturday, so you're 4 or 5 days removed. What would you say right now, and this could change later, but today, what's the greatest benefit you got from that 48 hours in the world of Mr. Black?
My vision. I look at the world differently now. I see what God was doing, and I see that he put me through this process so that I could wake up. I see that the people that he placed in my life is there to help me instead of hurt me. And before I went to the class, I was thinking everybody was out to get me. Everybody was fake, but that's just because I was fake to them. I wasn't fully giving myself to them. So I couldn't see when they was giving their selves to me. So I see now, I see my purpose. I see God wants me to honor my word. And that's what I learned through this process, that he wants me to show up as the woman that I've been talking about. And he took me through this process to see if I was going to live up to my word. And I did that. And now he's taking me through the process to see if I'm going to live up to my word when nobody's looking, when nobody's watching, when I'm the only one that's holding myself accountable.
Wow.
And that's what I learned from this. My vision is clear.
Wow. It is clear. You're on fire.
I'm cloud nine. I'm still on there. Uh-huh.
That is so cool. And just curious, I didn't ask you this question, but, you know, if someone were to ask you, you know, you say you went to that class and went to and all that and said, hey, you think it's any value? Should I go? And again, I'm not looking to sell this for me. I'm just honestly, and I didn't tell you I was going to ask this question. It's probably unfair of me, but what would you tell someone who's been thinking about going, what about, there's people who have been listening to my show for 8 years and have never once considered going to my training, or maybe they have. But what would you tell someone about why they should go, or maybe they shouldn't go? What would you say?
To go. What to go? If they want to change, if they want to be better, if they want to be the person that they've been talking about, if they want to be that inner person that's rooted within them, but they're holding so much in that it's blocking them from being that person, they need to go. I was lost. I'm telling you, I was lost for years. I'm open now. I'm an open book. Me and Anthony talk different. We talked all night Saturday night. And it blew his mind of some of the stuff I was revealing. And it blew my own mind of what I was revealing. And what I was so open to tell him, I was an open book. I did not keep anything in.
Yeah.
I am so
and open. I told you in class. Remember, I told you that in class, I said, at the end of this class, you're going to have about a 10-day to 2-week window, depending on how much you give this weekend, where you're going to be able to talk about anything to anybody. And that's true, correct?
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. It is.
The shackles are off, right?
Yes, it is. I'm lighter. I'm walking. I'm not bound anymore. And I felt that when I left out of that room. I left her in that room. That little girl, I left her in that room.
Yeah. That's so cool. You buried her in the new one. Come forth, Angel Salim, right? Come forth, rise up. Yeah. And that's what you did. Hey, do you see anything different when you look at yourself in the mirror? I'm just kind of curious. When you look in the mirror, have you noticed anything different?
Absolutely. I see a woman of strength, a woman that has God rooted in her. I see a woman that I've been visualizing in my head. I see her in the mirror now. I saw her in the mirror this morning, and I can do nothing but smile and jump and get in my car and drive to work. And even my coworkers see it. They just got another smile on my face because I feel different and I look different.
Oh, wow. You stir me up. You know, there are many times I wonder if it matters at all what I'm doing. You know, if I'm out, the radio show matters, the 1,000 people listen to it, if the 15,000 people I've had in class, if it matters, the daily texts I send out every day, because, you know, we all have ups and downs. And I got to be honest with you, this was a little selfish day for me because I think you're incredible. I think God has great plans. Well, I know God has great plans for you because he says so. And you are free. And, you know, you've had a lot of things in your past that you could claim victim status. But let me ask you something today. Do you feel like a victim of anything?
No, I'm a victor.
That's right.
I conquered those fears. Yep. Pain.
Amen. You've been used, abused by people who are supposed to take care of you. You're a woman of color, so you got two things the world says are going against you. You have color and you're a woman. And those aren't going against you. Those are your powers. Those led. Mm-hmm. People followed you. They didn't care what your skin color was. They didn't care what bathroom you used. They didn't care who, if anybody, you shared your bed with. They cared about your actions because leadership is not position. It's action. Now, the world gives you a position, whether it be president of the United States, they just appoint someone and put them in there, and they call that a leader. No, leadership is not position. It's action. And Angel, mm-hmm. you were the top leader in that class. You came in there unsure of yourself, and you came out with the knowledge that God has created something special here in all the things in the past. This is what Romans 8:28 means. For God causes all things to work for the good for those who love him or are called according to his purpose. Do you love God, Angel?
With all my heart. Absolutely.
Have you been called according to his purpose, Angel?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Then God's going to cause all that pain, all that unfairness, all that injustice, all that stuff that never should have happened and God didn't want to happen. But he's going to take that dirty stuff and he's going to make you clean and he's going to help you lead thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions to that better road, that better life. So I'm honored that I got to be used by God. To help you see who you are, to see who he made you. And if I can be of any service, I'm going to walk with you and Anthony. I'm going to be there for you guys. We got lots more classes to do. That's just one. We got 4 2-and-a-half-day classes. And I'm just want you to know it's an honor. And I appreciate you so much. And God bless you. You give my best to everybody. And thanks for joining us, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we can't control the past. We can't change what happened in the past, but we can reframe it. We might not be able to get rid of the pain from the past, but we can reframe it. And we can draw the line in the sand. We can scratch those CDs, those old patterns. We can break those LPs, those old programs. We can pull on that 8-track, that hardcore old pain, and we could be different. We could choose the great up until now moment and step on the path of Way of Warrior. I'm Mr. Black reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
You have been listening to Mr. Black, Master Trainer for Like It Matters. Please find us on Facebook by searching LIM Radio. Make sure to follow us, like our posts, and share with others. Also, search YouTube for Like It Matters. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And for more information on how we can help you live life like it matters, go to likeitmatters.net, where you can find more information on our transformational training, our life coaching, counseling, our radio show, and other ways we help you continue the journey of living life like it matters.